Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
The Dolphins offense was exciting. And Jalen Waddle is super fast, and Mike McDaniel has gigantic balls. That's just what it comes down to. He on fourth down at halftime, wheeling down, we're like, huh, gonna learn a little something about Mike McDaniel here. It's like, all right, Archuleta, who was just awful on the broadcast today, he's like, I don't know if I'd go with this one, Greg. Oh, you wouldn't? Arch, shoo, bullet right to Jalen Waddle. Super fast for the touchdown.
42 yards right down your blowhole, Arch.
Yeah, that's to take that, Arch. Oh, it doesn't jive up there, Arch, with your thoughts on how you would coach it. I guess that's why you're calling games next to the second rate Gumbel. I don't know what to tell you, dude. But it was a fun day. It's always good beating that team. Mac Jones. Come on, dude. What are we doing here? I mean, they absolutely stuffed him in a locker and took his lunch money. Just everything was great with this defense. Continuing to show up, dude. Between Xavier and Howard, was he a little grabby? The great ones grab. That's what they say. I don't know if you know that, Solano. The great ones grab. Deflection to Javon Holland, and you're like, boom. NFTF is back, dude. Nose for the football. Turnovers are here to stay because that's what this Dolphins team does. And it was a delight to see.
Yeah, this Dolphins defense did what this Dolphins defense is supposed to do. Three takeaways, some unsung heroes today. Kader Kohou, Brandon Jones played big. And then, you know, the regulars, Tobin, the Xavier Howards, the Javon Hollins, our guy Zach Sealer. It was a showing from the Dolphins defense. I think a couple pods ago, we mentioned, like, is Josh Boyer going to fill the void of Flo? Is everything going to be cohesive on the defensive unit? Is there anything to worry about? Let's put those to bed. Even though it's Mac Jones, even though it's McCorkle and Bill Belichick, and this Patriots defense or this Patriots offense isn't great, this Patriots team isn't great.
They're not.
I think it's safe to say we've got our defense back. And even McDaniel said it, like, this is a defensive team.
Yeah, no, that was a great thing for him to say. He goes, like, look, all the excitement for the offensive players, this is the defense's team until it's not. And they are elite. That cannot be forgotten. It was a very strange year last year that they got off to, because we had a lot of expectations going into last year. And the passivity of this defense early on in the year was strange. And then they, you know, got to that cranked up aggressive mode. And I think we saw it to a degree. I don't think we saw it even amped up all the way. Because you don't need to. It's Mac Jones. Dude sucks. Why would you have to? But it certainly just came up with just big play after big play. And yeah, Kader Kohou, holy crap, what a debut. I mean, you want to talk about bursting onto the scene and taking advantage of an opportunity. We were talking about no Byron Jones. What are they going to do? Defensive death. Bring in Mackenzie Alexander. He's hurt now. No Igbinoghi. Inactive again. Shocking. Oh, what's this undrafted rookie from some school in Texas you've never heard of? He's going to make huge play after huge play and make his impact felt all over the place. What a story he was today.
Yeah, it really was. Man, like old school Madden hit stick that he put on the Patriots for the third takeaway. I think it was Jalen Phillips that jumped on the ball. Really, the Dolphins defense, like they came out, they set the tone. Getting that pick early was huge. And yeah, okay, well, you know, forget about the grabbing for a second. You mentioned it. The great ones grab. Okay,
the great ones grab, dude.
Let's settle down because I saw the reaction on Twitter, and apparently everybody in Boston was ready to come down here and fight the officials. let's settle down. It's not like Devontae Parker deserves calls. Like, all of a sudden, people want Devontae Parker to get calls like he's Calvin Johnson. Hey, Xavier Howard gets the calls, okay, ladies and gentlemen?
I must have missed the memo where Devontae Parker had the better resume than Xavier Howard. I'm sorry about that. I didn't realize that. All of a sudden, that's the first time in your life. Grow up, dude. That's the first time you ever seen in your life that a great player gets something a little bit leaned his way. And by the way, let's not act like the call wasn't made up for a little bit later on, because it was very ticky-tack when they called that illegal contact, which, by the way, was out of nowhere. What was that? That was like almost Fiesta Bowl Canes-esque with how late that was.
Did you see Mac Jones, by the way, after the interception, the very first interception, going around throwing a little temper tantrum on the sideline? Like, if he's Tom Brady, Tom Brady used to get hit, look at the official, throw up his hands, and they drop a flag down because it was Tom Brady. Hey, Mac, you're not Tom, okay? You're never going to be Tom, and you're never going to garner the respect that Tom garnered on the field. So settle down, take your helmet on, go sit down, and go watch Tua do work.
Right. You know, do yourself a favor. Do what you did in college and watch Tua play football. And that's how you should play football, McCorkle, okay? Were you trying to make yourself cool with a name like Mac? That's not your name. You're McCorkle. That's what you're going to be until hereby after. When you beat the Dolphins, I'll talk about maybe doing your cute little nickname. Until then, keep flexing on the gram and showing everybody, hey, I have a bicep now, everybody. Well, it didn't really help you throw too far, did it there, McCorkle? Not too great. Not too great, dude. And I got to say, I was watching Solana this post game in the locker room. I was watching this Mike McDaniel speech. I nearly got tears. It was so beautiful. Like, he gets the football and you could tell he's very hit with emotion, but he doesn't want to cry. Can't cry in front of all these people, because otherwise Tom Curran will say he can't be a coach. But you could tell it just meant something to him. He loves everybody so much. There's such a build up. This is a man. There's something just very great about a man who gets to live his dream. And the fact that it's all gone good for him. This is a guy nobody else interviewed, an afterthought in the coaching tree. He's not one of these. He's not a Shanahan. He's not a blue blood. He's not one of these guys. He's not a retread. He's not a former NFLer. And to see him be at this heightened level and everything that he put together this year result in a win, man, that was really cool to see. And I love seeing them douse him with the Gatorade and then him get the ball. And then he does the move where you all get the ball too. And then the equipment guy's like, damn it, I have to give balls to everybody.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, man, it's refreshing, right, to see a guy who's embracing everything that's happening to him, but also, you know, just being the player's coach, where he wants to make sure everybody knows that it's not about him. Like, this is not about him. It's about Tua finding Waddle. It's about the defense, three takeaways. Like, as calm, as collected he was on the sideline today, which was awesome, by the way. I know we're going to get into it. Like, he wants everybody to know, like, it's a team effort. It's not about him. I love it. I can't speak more about Mike McDaniel after the first game.
It was a beautiful thing to see. If you guys haven't seen it yet, go to the Miami Dolphins social media accounts and check that out. It's a beautiful thing. And by the way, chef's kiss when he says, Tua, where's Tua? You break us down. That to me was like, oh, the creme de la creme for coach. He goes, QB, the top captain vote getter. He breaks us down. And that's hey, how Cap. We do this. The captain. Hey, Cap. Yeah. And let me get, I got a little arithmetic problem for you there, Solana. What happens when you add Tua plus Tua? You get Fora and O. Fora and O against you, Belichick.
Baby.
You fraud. You bum.
Fora and O.
The hell out of here. Why don't you all go and get happy endings up there at Crafty's place? He's so excited. I got to tell you, he was so excited to get the hell out of there with Mike Tyson. He goes, Tyson, I got a place for you. They're all taking a trip up to Jupiter. God, what I wouldn't give for that video to get out. What do you think? Can I ask you something? Where do you think the Robert Kraft video is at this day and age? Like, do you think it's like in an evidence locker somewhere? Do you think that the only copy is now in possession of the Krafts? Has it all been burned? Or does Jay Glazer have the only copy like Spygate?
No, it's Bill Belichick. It's Bill Belichick has the only copy on like a PC, because if Kraft ever thinks about firing him, no matter how bad it's going to get, if Kraft ever thinks about it, Bill will send a screenshot of Kraft, you know,
on all
doing things.